K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Dakota Armstrong. Dakota's driving the number 43 in the Nationwide Series for Richard Petty Motorsports. Dakota, how are you?
Good, and thanks for having me.
You had a strong top 15 finish in the Camping World Truck Series standings last season. You also ran a few races in the Nationwide Series. Talk about your season in 2013.
It was decent. You know, it can always be better. You know, there was a lot of races where we had good speed and had good finishes, but there was also a handful that we were off a little bit. Didn't quite hit it, but it was still a good experience, and I learned a lot as a driver. You know, in the few Nationwide races I did run, I mean, I learned subtle differences between the two vehicles, and I think there's things I can apply better this year. And you're just really happy to go into this 2014 season with a full ride Nationwide and ready to get going.
Yeah, that was a great deal for you. You're driving for the king.
Yeah, I know. Very exciting. So we're good opportunity, great opportunity for our sponsors at Winfield. I'm glad they're on board. We're just ready to make the most of it.
Yeah, what will your focus be for the season?
I think, you know, everyone wants to be consistent, reeling off a lot of top 10 finishes and just having speed. But we also want to go for wins. I think that's reasonable, and I think we're capable of wins. We just have to learn as we go, make sure we're getting better each and every week, and hopefully we're running up front, you know, there by the end of the season like we should be.
I think you have a great opportunity with that.
Yes, very. No, we're excited. I think it's the way I've seen everything going and seeing in the shop, I think it's going to work out good. And Daytona test went really well, so we're really happy about it.
So you talked about being in the truck series, and now you're in the Nationwide series. Besides the fact that it's a truck and it's a car, are there some similarities and differences between driving the two vehicles?
They're still platform of them. They're still big, heavy vehicles. They run the same engine. The biggest difference of them would be is just the way they work as far as aerodynamics. So really for the bigger tracks is where you see the difference. Some of the smaller tracks, they are quite similar. A little bit different things here and there, but there is a lot you can learn from the trucks and it still apply to the Nationwide. Just the biggest difference is just how they enter the corner. Just the truck has a little more grip with its body. It just doesn't go quite as fast on the straightaway, but goes fast through the corners, but Nationwide goes fast on the straightaway. And they really are about the same time. So, but I think I've learned enough from both that I'll be fine. And I think everyone that's done it says about the same thing.
You talked about the testing at Daytona. Everybody's getting ready for Daytona. What's a day in the life of Dakota Armstrong getting ready for Daytona?
Not a whole lot. You know, just really, you know, we don't have much of an off-season. The biggest thing is probably a lot of us let our cardio slip. So that's the biggest thing I've been working on, just making sure getting back in shape. Daytona's kind of an easy race where it's not too bad. So it's just really just getting ready for the season as far as when we're going each and every week. But I've been doing stuff just as far as a lot of minor stuff you really don't even think about till the beginning of the season's coming up, like helmets, suits, all that, making sure everything's ready to go, and especially switching over to a new team, you know, learning everybody, you know, trying to go to the shop as much as I can to hang out and getting seats ready has been a big deal. Just a lot of minor stuff getting ready, but we're close, and so I think we're just about there and ready to get the season started.
Yeah, a couple weeks away.
Yeah,
already.
Quick, so yeah.
All the fans are like, oh, come on, let's hurry up. And all of you guys are going, oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, it comes up so quick on you. Because it's not like we go to Daytona and then we get a big break off like you in the truck. For the Nationwide, it's different. You know, we have Daytona and then we go next week to Phoenix. So it's right. You got to be getting ready for that and you got to be getting ready for the next week. So you try to get as much ahead as you can. So the more time we have to get ready, the better. But I think we're getting close.
Is that going to be a big adjustment for you?
It'll be a little bit. I think it'll be a positive thing. I think breaks in between races are only good if you're the winner of a race. Other than that, there's just a lot of sitting and waiting, and
yeah,
you're just ready to get going. So not that we get real rusty, but if you're going each and every week, same routine, you know, you're going to be able to apply things that you've learned from last week's track, or you're just going to be in more of a rhythm, and
right.
I think that's something that's going to help. I think that's one reason why the Cup drivers are so good when they come down to the trucks or the Nationwide, is they are running every single week, and then they're also running, you know, some Nationwide races. So they're just in complete rhythm. You know, they got it all ready to go. So I think that's going to be something good this year. It should be a positive.
Do you have a mentor in the Sprint Cup Series per se?
You know, I've talked to a lot this year. Obviously, being with Petty, I'm going to have Eric Amarola and Marcus Ambrose to talk to. Talked to a lot of them before. This year, I think definitely using Marcus for the road course racing is going to be a great asset. You know, that's something I wouldn't say I'm particularly strong at. I haven't done it a whole lot in these stock cars. So that's going to be a great benefactor and something to use there. But most people you approach are pretty good about just telling you everything. You know, no one really holds anything back. in the Nationwide side, Trevor Bayne is technically our alliance teammate with Roush, so I'm sure we'll be talking to them a lot. We already did a lot in Daytona down at the test, so that'll also be a good tool to use as far as each and every week.
Well, an interesting statistic about you, you're actually from Indiana. Can you talk about your growing up here in the state and about your racing here in the state?
I started racing go-karts in Indiana and did that for a few years and stepped into quarter midgets, did a lot of 600, mostly just stayed in open wheel racing. And when I got a little bit older, I did non-wing sprint cars and USAC midgets. And I was really, you know, in the more of an open wheel background, but you know, things just kind of opened up stock car side. And I just kind of took that route and caught some lucky breaks here and there. Kind of started to move down south, but definitely raced, you know, most of my career in Indiana, you know, traveling each and every week. So very fortunate to do what I was able to do. So just trying to make the most of it now.
Were you up in our neck of the woods at Plymouth Speedway or Shady Hill Speedway?
Yeah, yes, I actually raced up there a few times.
Yeah?
For sure, yeah, a lot of fun.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Plymouth Speedway is now dirt. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
So now you have to bring your dirt modified over here and race.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll have to get a team and go over there for sure.
That'd be awesome. You're starting the Nationwide Series full time. What challenge are you looking forward to most in the series?
One thing is I think the competition's probably just a little bit tougher than the trucks. A little bit more cup drivers on a regular basis. So I think just being able to race against them, I think it's something good. I think that's going to enhance, you know, my abilities and just show us what a tough competition's like. Really just getting out racing. I think that's going to be something I can learn a lot each and every week racing around those guys, and we're ready. It's just going to be about learning each and every week, make sure we're applying, we've learned, and doing everything we can to get as finishes as possible. It's going to be a good year, though. We're excited.
I talked to a lot of people who aren't NASCAR fans. How would you convince them to become a NASCAR fan?
You know, that's tough. The biggest thing I would say is you need to go to a track for a race weekend. I think that'd be the best. The track that you think you would enjoy. Really going to the track, and a lot of the tracks now do a lot of things outside of just the racing. It's the whole event, and you know that kind of, you know, draws people in, lets people have fun. I think if you go there and you watch it, it's going to be cool. And then when if you go to start watching on TV, you're going to start to learn more and understand more. One big thing is I've heard a lot from family members or people that have been close to us that didn't race or didn't watch racing before we got in it. They enjoy it a lot more now because they know me or someone you know. So the biggest thing is if you can pick someone you like and just follow them up through, I think that just, it kind of builds a bigger fan base and makes it a lot more enjoyable to watch and when you're cheering for, you know, one or two of your favorite guys for sure.
Well, one more question and I'll let you go. What is your favorite kind of cake?
I love ice cream cake, but I don't know if that really counts. So if I had to pick like a normal cake, coconut cake, my fiance's family makes this coconut cake that is just amazing.
Mm.
And so I love coconut cake. I've seen it at a few restaurants. And we get it if we can. So that's probably one of my favorites. But if ice cream cake counts, that's probably the best.
If it has frosting on it, it counts.
Okay.
That's a rule.
good.
All right. Well, thank you, Dakota, for calling in and being part of the show. And good luck to you this season.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Dakota Armstrong. He'll be driving the number 43 Richard Petty Motorsports Ford for the Nationwide Series. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.